Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We are about to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How you guys doing?
We are doing well. So I'm just stealing this from your Take Command cohort, Craig Hoffman. He tweeted this 17 hours ago. Finished the Take Command about an hour ago. That'll drop tomorrow a.m. And Logan likes Coleman at tackle. He's got the size, athleticism, and feel in his reps there to make you think he can do it. Graded way better in 22 per PFF when he played left tackle than he did in 23. Splitting time. Give us your breakdown of Brandon Coleman, who was the high third round pick to help protect Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting eval because for me, like, you know, it's one of those ones that gets you really frustrated for myself, for my own process, because, you know, I had him as a guard. I thought, oh, here's a guard. He played guard at Senior Bowl. And then, you know, after they drafted him, I was like, you know, they were like, oh, he's a tackle. And he did have tackle reps, which I saw, which I thought were very solid. But then you go back because, you know, I go through about 250 guys, so I don't watch, you know, 2022 or 2023 and 2024. It's mostly 2023 tape is mostly what I watched, not 2022. Anyway, so I go back and I watch all of his 2022 tape, and it's very solid at tackle. It's like the stuff you just described, right? He's got, you know, good arm length. He's a good athlete. And the thing that is probably the most important to me in watching him, he's got a really good feel for, like, an angle set. So, you know, like a vertical set where you're going kind of straight back, get your angle set. And he has a good relation and understanding to say, like, my hat should never pass the pass rusher's hat. It should always be kind of on his inside number. And he has a good feel for that, a good feel for the punch, and he has a good feel for kind of forcing the rusher to run the hump. And you watch games like against Texas last year, you watch games against Baylor, and he's in control of the person he's blocking the entire game. And I think, you know, I kind of came out of that kind of reevaluation thinking to myself, like, wow. Like, this guy, again, with the athletic upside, with the arm length, with kind of the pass-protecting feel, maybe could be a left tackle in the NFL. And he kind of fits more in that mold of, like, a D.J. Humphreys from Arizona a couple years ago. He's not super tall, not kind of your conventional tackle build, but the length, the foot speed, and the field make you think there is a world where he gets this done. And then I think you couple that with his ability to anchor versus power, and I think you feel pretty good about his opportunity to make some waves there at the tackle spot in terms of rotation. So, you know, it's still a long way to go, still a rookie, got to figure everything out, got to deal with NFL length, NFL speed, NFL power, but I think there is a there's more of a foundation there for tackle than I originally thought, obviously, when I started my evaluation on him 5 months ago.
Logan, how much do you like the offensive line on paper right now to block for a rookie quarterback? So I don't know if you would throw Coleman in as a starter. Maybe it's Lucas, maybe it's Coleman, but Allegretti, How do you pronounce the guy's last name that they brought in from Dallas?
Biadasz,
yeah. And then obviously Cosme, Wiley. So how do you, as a unit, how do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this group gels. And I think that's the fun thing about offensive line specifically is, like, I think back to 2012 when that offensive line was not, you know, very heralded. It was like Tyler Palumbis, Corey Lichtensteiger, Will Montgomery, Chris Chester, and obviously the great Trent Williams. But, you know, that group played above its talent level, right? Because they all gelled and they all understood what they were doing. Kyle did a great job insulating them and understanding that that's one of the hardest positions to play in football. And so I'm curious to see what Cliff does. I think when you look at his film from Arizona in 2021, I think he has a good understanding of, in certain situations, how to deleverage the offensive line. Are they going to run the ball a little bit more? Are they going to do a little bit more play pass? Again, in 2021, I thought Kingsbury did a great job kind of shifting his focus towards that stuff as opposed to straight five-man protections, which we saw a lot of here in Washington last year. And those five-man pros are very, very challenging on the offensive line because it's a lot of one-on-ones that the defense can scheme those up pretty easily. So hopefully there's not a lot of that this year. And if they can do that, I think they can insulate a group of guys that are tough physical football players. They might not be the most talented guys in the whole world, but I think they have the ability, if they gel correctly and if they're insulated through scheme, to play above their skis. So, again, I'm going to reserve judgment on that until we get to see them out there and, you know, OTAs and mini camp, and then obviously training camp and preseason, because I think that they do have the potential to kind of come together in a nice way. It also could go the other way, you know, and it doesn't look very good on paper, but I'm going to kind of wait till I get to see those five guys, six guys, and how they play together and how, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is going to call this offense. So,
Logan, you're a tight end by trade. Give us the breakdown on the third second-round pick by the Commanders, Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fun guy to watch, man. And, you know, like I had other guys ahead of him in my eval, but that's because I kind of was thinking more like traditional tight end, you know, like more traditional wide traits. But in terms of kind of that H-back, he's probably my second guy after the Brock Bowers kid, right? So he does a lot of stuff really well, right? He's physical in the line of scrimmage. He can move around the formation. He can play that fullback role. And I think the thing that I really like about him is he makes it challenging for defenses to kind of understand what personnel you're in. Because you could be in 12, which is two tight ends. You could keep that same personnel on the field and run all your 21 runs, the stuff you run with the fullback. You could also split them out wide, kind of like they do in San Fran with Kyle Juszczyk, and have him win one-on-one routes versus a linebacker and a safety. He's kind of got that athletic profile. He's got that kind of route running nuance to get that done. And so if you know how to use that chess piece, I think it can be a devastating weapon for the offense. You know, again, Kyle Juszczyk being the gold standard for that in terms of just dictating the defenses, creating matchup mismatches through that personnel grouping. And I think you've got an athlete with the physical toughness and the athletic profile to do that. And it's just about how does he grow and how does he develop over the next, you know, 2 or 3 years. But I'm really excited about the pick and, you know, watching him at the Senior Bowl, watching his physicality in line. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the whole world. He's 6'3 and a half, 250. But I thought he did a great job competing in line, which is something I didn't know if he could do because, you know, he split out a lot. He's moving around the formation. He was like their offense at Kansas State. So seeing him kind of get down and dirty and then be aggressive there was awesome. And then, again, just the utilization in terms of dictating the defenses. I'm ecstatic about that pick. And, again, the guy plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. Physical after the catch, tough, competitive football player, and I think that's a consistent theme with the Commanders draft overall.
Talking to our pal Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast. I'm just curious, during your athletic prime, could Logan Paulson do that standing backflip that Bowers did?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, no way I could do that. I mean, like, that is a I think that just speaks to kind of how special these guys are athletically these days. They're pretty impressive.
All right, so let's get to Jaden Daniels. I think you were high on Jaden, but you said, at least on one of your podcasts, I know you got a million shows, that if you had to pull the trigger, you would have drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I think my I think he was my favorite. I just liked him the best.
And that's fair.
You know, in terms of how he threw the football, but in terms of, I think ultimately on that same show, I would say that if I had to make a pick, gun to my head, it's Jaden Daniels, because while I think JJ's floor is probably a little bit higher, I think the ceiling of Jaden is just tremendous. And I think that's the stuff that gets you excited. I think when you look at Jaden, he operates so well with his footwork in the pocket. Like, it's on rhythm, it's on time. He's got this nice, tight, compact release. He has a really good feel for pushing the football down the field. When you watch him, again, that offense at LSU isn't overly complicated, but he does a great job of manipulating safeties with his eyes, which I think just shows that his floor as a passer is much higher than I think the general population thinks. You know, like when you compare him to Drake May, for example, like there's a lot more polish on that and what he does and how he sees defenses than with Drake May. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's the Commander selection at two. And then you couple that with the tremendous athleticism, obviously, his ability to run and scramble and kind of hurt defenses that way. And I think the piece de resistance, the cherry on top, is just the competitor that he is. Man, he is a competitive son of a gun. When you watch the film, obviously people are familiar with his, like, Looney Tunes hits that he takes. But to me, I like that, and to a certain extent, because he's competitive, man. He's trying to squeak out every yard. He's trying to put his team in the best position to be successful. And I think they got an excellent football player. But, yes, I was very high on JJ, but also very high on Jaden. So,
all right, if in terms of Jaden Daniels, you've played with RG3. You were part of his rookie season, which was fantastic. In terms of his passing, I saw Bill Belichick say he needs to work on his inside the numbers and he maybe gets off his reads too quick and decides to run. But if you had to compare RG3 passing versus Jaden Daniels coming into the pros, how would you compare the two?
I love Robert. I think he's a great college player, obviously won the Heisman, and then I think he had a great rookie year. To me, they're not even comparable. I mean that in the most respectful way possible. So I agree with Bill Belichick. I think when you look at this LSU offense, like he wasn't asked to throw over the middle of the field a lot, and that's definitely something Jaden's going to have to work on. But when you look at kind of the foundation with which he's working from, I'm talking about like his footwork on his drops, the timing, the rhythm, like the cadence he gets into in terms of like his bounce and feel in the pocket, it's extremely high. He's also got very high ball dexterity, meaning like he's very accurate, not only in terms of like, you know, where the, you know, throwing the ball in relation to receiver, but also kind of the timing of the throw, the positioning of the throw. And Robert was always kind of throwing a javelin. You know what I mean? He's throwing this fastball 1,000 miles an hour, as hard as he could all the time. And he didn't have kind of the touch and the more nuanced footwork feel that Jaden has already shown. And again, Jaden's been in college for a long time, so I think that's partially to be expected. But I think if I was going to call attention to a difference, that's the main difference I see between the two players. Also, the offenses that they ran, you know, that Baylor offense is kind of that air raid, spread them out, find your mismatch pre-snap, look to the sideline type stuff. And I felt like Jaden had a little bit more on his plate. Now, you know, I have to talk to Jaden, I have to talk to RG3 about that, but that's just my perception in terms of watching the film.
So just for an average fan, you would say Jaden Daniels is a little further along as a passer than Robert when he came into the pros.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair to say. Again, just the, you know, the nuance, the variation, the kind of the fundamentals seem to be in a better spot. You know, Robert kind of had this crazy overstride when he was throwing, like Jaden doesn't do that, you know. So he's just a little bit more refined as a passer, absolutely, I would say.
Logan, are you a fan of the Luke McCaffrey pick at pick number 100? You got a slot wideout with size who's played quarterback in the past. He's versatile. What do you think of Luke McCaffrey?
Yeah, I love the pick, actually. And I think a lot of people, you know, like there's maybe, you know, kind of bigger names available when they're picking there in the third. But I think, you know, Luke McCaffrey to me is like the personification of the Commander's draft. And what I mean by that, you get a guy who's got great athletic measurables. You know, he tested very well at the combine. He's a bigger guy. But I think the thing that separates him from the other receivers is, A, his professional pedigree. Like, he knows what it means to be a pro. Obviously, his dad, his brother, his grandfather's an Olympian, his mom's a – he knows what it means to be a professional, and that shows up in his play. And also, he is extremely, extremely tough and competitive, man. Like, he's going to block. He's going to do what you want. And I think something that people need to understand about that big slot role, I think, which has been, you know, popularized by Puka Nacua, is you can be an 11 personnel and run all of your 12 runs because you have a receiver like Luke McCaffrey who's willing to throw his face on people, and it can also run routes and win versus one-on-one coverage. So to me, it's a really good pick. I like his floor. I like his upside because I think, you know, he's new to the position. He's going to keep developing. So I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think it might take some time, but I think there's a lot to be excited about with regards to role and usage pattern for him moving forward and what that can do for the Commanders offense.
One thing I know about Logan is he preps his ass off. He watches a ton of film. So kind of a general quarterback question, not necessarily just about Jaden, but we were debating this amongst ourselves. So six quarterbacks get drafted in the top 12. Generally speaking, some guys are going to bust. Some guys are going to be great.
Well, the narrative is always that half will hit, half won't.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted us earlier and brought up the Cam Newton draft where Cam went number one. This is from Keith Brill, and he says, Locker, Gabbert, and Ponder were all drafted in the top 12.
Right.
Is it going to be more like that draft? Or do you think all these guys are going to hit?
Well, it's interesting because I do think, like, with those guys, like Locker specifically, like, you're drafting a lot of traits, right? And I think people are becoming more aware of how hard it is to play the position. And so what I mean by that is, like, now the situations these quarterbacks are going to are much more refined. Like, I look at kind of how the roster has been constructed here in Washington. There's receivers. They've built up defensive personnel. There's an awareness by Dan. There's an awareness by the staff that we're not going to put this guy out there day one and ask him to be the savior of the organization. We're going to give him an opportunity and a runway to develop. I think you look at Drake May with Jacoby Brissett there, like that's about as perfect as a situation as you could ask for him, because he's going to have an opportunity to sit if needed. Now, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. He's going to play. But I think they understand that they need to develop. And then I think you look at Minnesota specifically, like, holy cow, like any quarterback that goes there is going to be ecstatic. And J.J. has like the perfect skill set for that offense and what they want him to do. I think Penix sitting for a year is going to be pretty fantastic. And I think when you look at Bo Nix going to Denver, like Sean Payton has a really good pedigree of understanding how to limit the exposure of the quarterback on a down-to-down basis. You know, I think when you look at Jameis Winston and what was that, 2021, and how he's able to take a guy who led the league in interceptions and get him to like 20-6 in terms of touchdown interception ratio. So I think there has been an evolution in terms of how people look at the position, understanding that it's not so much about the player, it's about the landing spot. And I think you couple right. that with the fact that these guys are pretty polished prospects. You know what I mean? Like, it felt pretty clean watching these guys. You know, obviously, like when you're watching Jake Locker or Christian Ponder, you have a lot of questions about Ponder's physical ability to do it and Locker's like kind of mental capacity, because he was such a tremendous athlete with such a big arm. Like, how's this going to work? So a little different situation than that, I think. And I think, you know, obviously the development's going to be huge, but I think they're all going to situations that make you say it's possible that you come out of this with six guys that are starting caliber players, at least. Now, I don't know if they're going to be guys that are second. I don't know if they're going to be second contract guys, but I think they're going to be serviceable at a minimum, I think.
I happen to agree with you.
I hope you're right.
And I didn't watch 1/100th of the film you did.
1/1,000,000
Just have natural instincts.
Logan, I just have natural instincts.
Logan,
I'm elite.
This team has like 43, if you include the undrafted free agents, 43 new guys. Think about that. 43 new players.
Yeah, so I mean, I think back to 2010 when I was a rookie here, and the turnover from 2009 to 2010 was about the same. And then, you know, the I think that's just part of it, man. It's part of building a new culture. People talk about culture. One of the best ways to build a new culture is to bring in new people, bring in people that you identify as having your same vision as a coach and can embody the kind of day-to-day practices that you're looking for. So I think that that's kind of anytime I've been on a new team with a new coach, like that's part of the MO, right? You kind of trim the fat, you bring in people that are high floor, high character guys. They establish kind of the vision you want moving forward. And then you've got your cultural identity. So we're not messing around with kind of hang-alongs and guys that don't want to buy in. Everyone's bought in, everyone's ready to go. And I think it makes the whole transition process a little bit easier.
Logan, thanks as always, man. We'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast with Craig Hoffman. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the Fan. About to do EB's entertainment page.
We got to thank Surfside and Big Tony's Pizza.
This pizza's good.
The last time I think we saw them, they were pouring marinara over your head.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. It's not my finest moment, but what are you going to do?
But the pizza's awesome.
Well, I know they want us to, they're all about the alcohol, but I actually like the sweatshirt.
It's very nice.
Wait till I wear the sweatshirt.
No, yeah. I told you, man, Surfside vodka, it's awesome. I had some for my New Year's party, and it was great. Bobby had moved over to Surfside Vodka, and they are a rocket ship right now.
Bobby B.
Hey, is there blowing up.
Is there enough for me to take tequila?
There's probably enough. There's like a cart filled with like just packs of the
That's perfect beach Kiowa.
Primo.
It is. I'll hook you with my hat.
Aren't you flying to...
I am flying, but other people are driving, and I can pack it with them.
Smart. You look like a hero, too.
Of course.
Just bring silly freebies down there.
The pizza's good. Big. Can y'all just do the show for a little bit? I want to eat this pizza.
Where's the pizza from? I'm sorry.
Big Tony.
Big T.
Like I said, they brought in the marinara sauce for the bag.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get just a...
That was a typical Cakes bet. He said it was like physically impossible Tommy DeVito to beat the Commanders.
I mean, I should send a big giant vat of marinara and dump it on Ron's head. because his team couldn't stop Tommy DeVito.
Is DeVito still with New York?
Yes. I think he is.
Yes, I think he's cheap. Yeah, they'll keep him. By the way... All right, can I just say, are you impressed that Logan and I are on the same wavelength?
No. Back padding machine.
Well, same wavelength. I'm 2 for 2 the last 2 days. Me and Lombardi, we're simpatico. Mm-hmm. And
I think you're both going to be wrong. But yeah, you could be on the same page.
I'm on the same page with Logan.
Yeah.
I think a third of those quarterbacks will be busts.
You're just doing that generally. I think when you look at it specifically, it could be one of those outlier years where they're all pretty good, Doesn't happen often.
Who do you think's going to bust? Do you think Nix is going to bust?
I'm just saying, I think a third, so I think two out of the six will be busts.
I know. You're just doing that because you're so practical. But I'm asking
you. Well, it's common sense.
It's just because averages.
There's never been six quarterbacks drafted in the top 12. When's the last time six quarterbacks in the same draft were really good? Wasn't it like 1983?
Probably 83, The Dan Marino draft.
So you're right. It's practical, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I just think, and you would agree with this, it's so hard to play the position. And
hardest job in the world.
And what did,
I think these guys are pretty good.
The quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're really good college quarterbacks, but this is a whole different animal.
It is. But they have good coaching. The one I'm worried about is Drake May. You're right. I didn't even thought about that. That would be if I had to bet
on
one
bust. What about the coaching?
It would just fit everything. He's still raw. Who knows if they
coach
him up.
You're going to be forced to root for the Patriots. You realize that?
I'm going to root for him. I don't care if they win as long as his numbers are good.
Yeah, you're the biggest Drake May fan.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I'd say in the state of Maryland or Virginia. You live in Virginia.
I live in Virginia. You're the biggest, the greater than state.
You're the biggest Drake May fan in this Commonwealth of Virginia.
Look, I'll probably be wrong, but yeah, I think he's going to be a good pro.
We got a good EP.
I just hope he didn't turn out like Mac Jones.
Yep.
The entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the silly X5. You should get one, too. Better yet, get the X7. It's even better. Limited time only. More at BMWFairfax.com. All right. Major shakeup and NFL Today set cakes.
I've heard.
Actually, there might be one at ESPN, too. I want to bring that story up. Yep. Boomer and Phil.
He gone.
NFL Today. They're saying Boomer's still employed by CBS. Phil, though, Sims already went and kind of thanked everybody. Said it's been a great 22 years or 25 years, however long that Phil's been there.
That's a good run.
And,
great run.
He's looking forward to the next thing. Great 26 years.
Clearly CBS's decision.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go younger.
Yes, they're bringing in Matt Ryan.
Yep, there you go.
J.J. Watt will be joining. James Brown, Nate Burleson, and Cowher sticks around.
Cowher's still there? Okay. And James Brown, I'm assuming, still there.
Well, they need
still anchoring.
They need a coach on the set.
Got to have a coach.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely need a coach on the set, yes.
Yeah.
So, Phil.
I mean, I never watch these shows. They annoy the hell out of me.
It's just canned laughter and weird
shtick and fake. And
My ideal scenario is I sit down in my chair and they're doing the standard, this is a presentation of the NFL. Uh-huh. And then, bam, it's right to the game. I don't need to see all the predictions, I don't need to see the wackiness. I don't need to see, I know this is on Fox, or it used to be, I don't need to see Rob Riggle doing his comedic bits. I don't need any of that. Please just give me the games.
I agree.
Just give me the game.
I agree.
That's all I'm there for.
The only one I watch, no, it's college, but I watch Game Day start to finish.
But isn't that becoming a farce, too?
Well, because of McAfee.
Well, McAfee,
before,
but even the old guy.
Of course so. Yeah, but that's only at the end.
I'm okay to watch.
He's not on it that much anymore.
I'm okay for that, just to see him put on the stupid mascot head. Just give me that portion of the show, and then I'm good.
They,
I mean, for the most part, Game Day is pretty geeky. You know, college football geeky.
It's geeky, and then
they're doing
like
in-depth stuff.
They'll do the features that make you cry.
Yeah, I'm not
into that.
Yeah.
Now,
but
this,
you're not going to see the Rob Riggle stupid stuff.
This is kind of interesting to me. With ESPN now pursuing Jason Kelce, they're saying Robert Griffin III, RG3, his position there is in jeopardy.
Could be out.
Now, Robert, listen.
But he's doing college football stuff, too.
Robert's very polarizing. We all have a long history with him. We had him on the show here. It was good on the radio. But, you know, I'm torn on Robert. But most people agree he's pretty good on TV.
Is that for Monday Night Countdown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he's still doing the college stuff. I think he calls games.
He calls college games.
He's kind of all over the place on social media.
Uh-huh.
He's really trying to make a presence there. I know he's did a lot of presentations about all these quarterbacks over the last few weeks.
Are they gonna? Is ESPN gonna make Jason Kelce like the drunken buffoon on set? You know what I mean?
Like the next McAfee, almost?
kind of like that.
Maybe.
I wouldn't say McAfee's, but like just like the party guy.
Maybe, yeah. He's
doing all the crazy stuff.
The Kelce's interest me.
I don't know.
Zero.
It's a good question.
Especially Jason Kelce. The last thing I want is a big center going over there. I mean, who cares?
But what if he has good insight?
Well, that's what I think.
I don't really care about his insight.
I thought Robert had pretty good insight, but
Robert is just interesting because he's such a character.
Like, are they just going to have Jason?
I think Kelce's
a
character.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah. And he's racing a bird and everything. You know, he's always showing off his athleticism.
I think Kelce will have like a comedic factor.
Yeah, like he's going to be the guy shotgunning beers on the set.
Saragusa, remember when Saragusa used to be
on Fox?
Like behind.
I thought Saragusa.
No, I know,
was
but
funny.
They would like put him behind the end zone.
Yeah, that was his spot.
He had like a fur coat.
I mean, McAfee kind of does that on Game Day, but when he talks about games, he's good. Like he can break down a game.
McAfee's
but then he'll take
very
the shirt off.
Compelling. McAfee's actually a super talent.
He just,
with what he can do with everything. He's a freak.
Right, so that might be kind
talent.
Of the way Kelce will be.
No. Kelce's just a big goon.
He's the guy that takes his shirt off.
It's not true because their podcast is excellent. And I think it's one of the most listened to podcasts.
That's just because they're famous.
I know, but he's not just being a goofball. Producers might put him in that spot.
He can't be good.
I think he could break down film better than you think.
Okay, I'm sure he could.
Definitely. Kelce bias.
Yeah, he's not. No,
Kelce bias. He's anti-Kelce.
No, but that's Travis. Jason is just a big, he's just uninteresting person.
Well,
so
I know,
uninteresting.
But you got to give him a chance, don't you? Just give him a little chance.
I did. I looked at him and I went, not interesting to me.
You're just off put by his appearance?
Correct.
Because,
Judging a book by its cover, like most people do.
Because when Travis was scoring touchdowns, he's, you know, chugging beers
He's in the Super Bowl parade dressed up like a genie.
He's just a dummy. I mean, whatever. I'm sure he's smart. You got to be smart to be a center. I'm out on the Kelce's. Out!
Jeez.
Yeah.
This guy's
not
got
in
some venom.
McAfee,
a lot of venom.
No, McAfee, on the other hand, is actually brilliant. And I don't even listen to him.
But you gave him a chance.
Yeah.
If McAfee was doing all the same things Kelce is doing now.
He does do some sticky stuff that I don't like. But
before he actually started doing broadcast, you'd say, I'm out on McAfee.
No, I'm out on the Kelce's.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right.
But I would much rather have Robert than Jason.
Hey, when you get me the Drake May jersey, get him the Jason Kelce jersey.
I'll be sure to do that.
Good. I always have itchy butt. So just give me that jersey.
Get that for him.
I'm happy to use it.
And if Kelce ends up being good, he's got to wear it the next day.
$80 for the two jerseys.
Better you than me.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. We talked about this yesterday. They're saying she's gone off the rails.
Are we back to? We did a long time where there were no Britney stories on the EP. Now we're back to one every single day.
Here's why.
What's different from yesterday that she's gone off
the
rails?
I don't know. Valdez put it in there. There's a little. I mean, they're saying I did a lot of this stuff yesterday, but overall, when the conservatorship ended, they're saying she was worth about $60 million.
What year was that again? Was that 2 years ago?
A couple years ago.
All right.
But she's crashing and burning. We talked about all the spending. It's like $1 million every time she goes to the French Polynesian, whatever island
that
is.
She goes to Tahiti all the time.
She's mentally ill.
She's mentally ill. All
right,
she's spending all her money.
She's dancing around with knives like this.
She's mentally ill. She's not.
They're saying she needs heavy medication. They had a psychiatrist. That, you know, I mean, who knows? He doesn't know her, but he's guessing, basically, using his professional experience, say, that's a woman that needs heavy medication and probably a new conservatorship.
I know. Well, where are all the people?
And better help.
Screaming free Britney.
Right.
Yeah,
where are those?
Those people actually screwed her.
It's Brett.
Yeah, they did.
Help Britney.
They really did. They did her a disservice.
You think she's going to turn out?
I wanted to help her, but they
did. Is she going to turn out like Anne Heche?
Yes.
Because I think they're very similar.
Tragic end.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Anne Heche. Did she die in like a car crash?
Huge car crash.
Drove her car into a house.
She
had a bottle of vodka in her backseat. Yeah.
But
empty.
That's not great.
They did her a disservice.
I got a lot of empty bottles in my house.
Yeah, but you're not.
I don't.
You're not behind the wheel of your car.
Don't you want to recycle? You don't like to recycle? You can toss those. You know.
I'm iffy on recycling.
He's not in on recycling.
Do a little bit.
I'm a big recycler.
I think that's another scam.
I don't know what they do with it. I just feel better about myself if I recycle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Recycling's a scam.
I think when you look into the amount of energy and time and everything, I think it's a net loser. But if people feel good about it, knock yourself out.
I just read something from someone in the recycling business that it's a complete scam. Actually, and almost everything gets thrown away.
Doesn't it get shipped over to like China or something like that?
Sixty minutes
did a whole piece on
recycling.
There are
people that are rabid recyclers.
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah.
Me.
No, I know. I met some over the weekend, and I'm like, man, you knock yourself out. Do what you got to do.
If it's not glass or aluminum can, there's no chance it's getting recycled.
So plastic,
basically.
What is it? They're just dumping the plastic straight in the ocean?
I don't know.
Dude,
all that paper you throw away, that goes straight in the landfill.
That stuff
I put paper in the trash.
If you think you're recycling stuff here, it's the most laughable thing I've ever seen.
I know it's not getting
they're
recycled.
They're all just getting wrapped up in
the trash bags in the recycling bins here.
It's the biggest.
There's no chance they're recycling the bottles.
Yeah.
But it's not happening.
Hey, as long as they're recycling bottles, I don't care about the paper.
Okay. I hope
but this big ass bottle
it
better get recycled.
Aren't we paying some country to take all of our recycling
we don't use? I'm sure I do. You think I know that?
I don't know the answer. I do know this. There's a viral video that was on Daily Mail this morning. I'm sure you saw it all over. And I do think this is despicable. These kids partying out wherever the hell they were and they dumped all their trash in the ocean. Those people are despicable.
That's horrible.
That's despicable.
Correct.
I do have some concern.
I mean,
for
I saw that video.
That is despicable.
It's okay to pee in the ocean, but you can't dump all of your trash in the ocean.
Is it okay to dump in the ocean? My son did do that one time.
Yes, I've done that.
I think
you've done a dump in the ocean.
I've pooed in the ocean.
Everyone has pooped in the ocean.
I've never. I think
the water's. I mean,
that's
crossing a line.
Why?
It's reprehensible. You're pulling your pants down, and
you know how much garbage is in the ocean.
Okay, you're making it worse with your poop. I'm going to be body surfing, and you're
there's more fish poo than
way
people poo.
Way,
you swim through it.
Fish poo better than people poo.
How do you know?
I just know. Yeah, right? There's on that pizza.
It gets dispersed so quickly. You're fine.
But when I did it, I would say this: when I did it, it was an emergency.
You got the worst bowels ever.
It was a long time ago.
Hey. That's not a turd, that's a water moccasin.
That was a long time ago.
I'm crossing the line. Boop. My son did it, and believe me, I scolded him.
I know, but Eric, I wasn't going to make it from 40 feet into the ocean all the way up the beach to the hotel room. I wasn't going to make it.
Everybody poops their pants once in their life.
That would have been the ultimate embarrassment.
No one goes through life unscathed.
Some people more than others.
I wasn't going to do it on the beach.
I couldn't ruin my Sally Quicksilver's trunks.
If you live, I'm going to say
shorts wouldn't come down.
This is a declarative statement. If you live to, say, average age, you will poop your pants. Minimum one time.
And we're not talking about multiple.
We're not talking about when you're 90. Yeah, now you get up to later age, you're going to do it all the time. No. But I'm just saying, like, in your mid-40s or something.
Before
like
your 50s.
You're in your car, you're stuck in traffic, you can't go nowhere.
Multiple.
Or it just sneaks out. Sometimes
I think this
out.
Is projection.
Yeah.
No, it's everybody I know.
This person did it. This person did it 2 weeks ago on a college trip. He was taking his kid to a college trip.
Let me see.
I don't know what.
Let me see.
Yeah, let me see.
You can save it for the break. We're way behind.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll do more.
I don't feel comfortable saying this.
And we'll wrap up the show when we come back.
We'll lose a lot of business.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2.
I'm going to mention something here, all right? I told Valdez this. The only one that will care about this is Lurch, but I think you guys will get a kick out of this. So, long story short, an old poker friend of mine online when I used to do, like, you know, Brett and I years ago did podcasts. I actually worked for Phil Galfond, okay, and I did some for his website, and whatever. Did that for a while, and then just got burned out, to be honest with you.
Did he pay you?
Yes.
Salary?
I got paid per video. I mean, yeah, it was the whole thing. Yeah. But that was years ago, and Phil's a great guy, and I got to know all the young stud, like the Dang brothers, they're, you know, good friends, whatever. You know, interviewed everybody, and got to meet people at Card Runners and all these old training sites. One of the guys that was a trainer there, long story short, is a golfer, okay?
Okay.
Golfer. And he's actually a scratch golfer. All these, I don't know if you know, but all these old prodigies, they've all now sort of transitioned, and they're like business extraordinary guy, like they're just geniuses, and they do great stuff everywhere. And this guy, he actually is also a scratch golfer, and he teaches golf, and he's hooked up with this guy, Scott Fawcett, who has some like 50,000 followers, but like half the tour uses this guy for basically for course management strategy. Okay, his real claim to fame is, he's known Will Zalatoris since he was 9 years old. He was at the same club. And when he got a little bit older and he was playing in all these amateur tournaments, he was like 3,300 in the world. And what he took was poker strategy and applied it. You know how they try to solve poker? They use stroke gain statistics, et cetera. Apply that to golf. Okay? I know this is getting very geeky. Okay? But just to give you a background. So he went to Will Zalatoris. He's like, look, you're struggling. You're 3,300 in the world. You're such a great ball striker. Let me just caddy for you at the Texas Amateur. He won the thing. He's like 3,300 in the world. Then he caddied for him another week. He won that. Then his SMU coach, who he knew because he played college golf at Texas A&M, said, hey, I got this guy. His name's Bryson DeChambeau. You need to work with him. He's an idiot. He fires at every pin. He doesn't know what to do. Whatever you're doing with Zalatoris and strategy and all this
do
stuff,
it with him,
do it with him. Long story short, he now works with pretty much everybody. I know.
Short.
I'm sorry. He now works with like pretty much everybody on tour. They use his strategy. Okay, he's got an app called Decade. It's very complicated. Yeah. Whatever. Okay, have you ever heard of that, Jason?
I'm just looking it up right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
They asked me if I'm having a meeting, a webinar with him on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
They want me to mention him not even on the radio, just on my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get Bryson DeChambeau and Will Zalatoris's game management coach is going to work with my 13 handicap, and they said they can shave off all these strokes immediately just with strategy and, you know, drills, etc. They actually threw this out. I it's hard for me to believe that they would do it. I'm embarrassed, but they said they asked if I would do a playing lesson if Scott flew out here,
right.
Lives in Dallas, flew out here and did a playing lesson with me,
Yeah.
Of course I would do it.
You're just surprised they would offer that.
Yes.
You're going to be the next protege.
Yes.
He's going to tell you, put away that 5-iron that you're going to get to the green 5% of the time and just hit an easy 9.
Well, it's way more complicated.
I know there's more strategy
than that. It's actually over my head, to be honest with you. But I'm having my first webinar with him on Thursday.
You're having a consultation.
I told Valdez, sit over there in the corner so you can get like the free knowledge.
I missed this meeting. Are you paying for the webinar?
No.
He's paying Zippy.
No, they want me to promote their app.
Gotcha.
Which they have like 50,000 followers.
You know what? You're working for trade. Yeah. It's nice for working for trade.
Yeah. And that not even radio, just for the Twitter.
Right.
How? I know we only got a minute and a half, but what?
He's got certain principles.
What is the main principle with the course management?
There's so many. It's hard for me to explain, but he knows exactly. Like, he tells you,
don't go for pins to go for center of green. I mean, doesn't every coach say that?
Yes, but it's more specific. He gets very tilted when people just say center of green.
Yeah.
Because it's very specific. Every hole's different.
I would love to hit every center of green.
Right, of course.
I would love that.
Of course, but his whole thing is expectations. The average
I know these are pros.
The average pro. But he devised this for all handicaps. If you're a 30 handicap, pros from 8 feet or less, or 8 feet or beyond, or just 8 feet.
50-50. 50%,
right? So why are you breaking your club? Why are you killing yourself when you're missing 8-footers? You're going to miss half of them. Pros miss half of them. You'll probably miss more. If you have a 12, 13, 14-footer, why are you upset?
Why are you stressing about
it? You're not going to make it. Just
Shouldn't
get
stress.
It close enough and two-putt it. Don't three-putt it.
Right.
You three-putt it, you're an idiot. Stop looking at line. He actually says this.
Stop trying to make birdies.
Yeah, Valby.
Stop looking at
no,
lines.
No, I'm upset if I miss an 8-footer and if it's for bogey. Then I get bitter.
Yeah, but it shouldn't matter because you know you're going to miss it.
I know, but
you're gonna
you
miss
don't
want to.
Double bogeys are the worst.
Double bogeys are bad. You got to avoid those.
Yeah.
But and he has all these certain principles. And he tells you if you're 150 yards out, the average score from here in is a 4. So why are you trying to make a 3? Like, pros only make 4s.
All right, let us know how the consultation goes. You're a guinea pig.
Because you want to win the Nassau.
You're a golf guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Have to see what the finished product looks
like. Doing
that
on Thursday.
All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.